the Bible? Is it a science textbook?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the popular Answers book. Ken, when I think of my old college geology textbook, I'd have to say, in comparison, the Bible is certainly not a science textbook itself.
Well, you're right, Mark. The Bible doesn't tell us about things like sedimentary igneous and metamorphic rocks, and it doesn't discuss the process of permineralization that's a part of fossilization, and the Bible doesn't go into details about how lava domes form in volcanoes either. No, the Bible isn't a textbook of science like this, but the Bible does deal with geology. In fact, the Bible deals with geology, biology, astronomy, and other scientific fields, and where it does so, we can certainly trust it. You see, the Bible isn't meant to be an exhaustive work in all these areas. The Bible is a revelation from God that gives us the big picture in all areas, to enable us to have the right framework of thinking to understand our universe. That will be one of the themes of our Creation Museum when it opens next year, by the way. For instance, the Bible tells us when the earth was made, how death entered the world, when it was flooded by water in Noah's day, and so on, to give us the right history concerning geology so we can correctly interpret the rocks, including fossils, of the present.
The Bible also gives us the big picture when it comes to the origin of all the different people groups or races. Find out what the Bible says about the history of all people when you read Ken Ham's intriguing free booklet found at AnswersRadio.com.